It's the Reader's Notebook for Thursday, January 22, 2015. On this date in 1938, theatrical history was made when Thornton Wilder's play Our Town was first performed at the MacArthur Theater in Princeton, New Jersey. Wilder's three-act drama tells the story of Grover's Corners, New Hampshire, a small fictional town in New England between 1901 and 1913 through the everyday lives of its citizens. Wilder set the play in the actual theater where it was being performed. The main character is the stage manager, who directly addresses the audience, brings in guests and lecturers, fields questions, and fills in by playing some of the roles. Although it was not well received after its New Jersey premiere, it went on to success on Broadway and won the Pulitzer Prize for drama. It remains popular today with professional companies and amateur groups, and revivals are frequent. One of the oddities about the play is that in his opening monologue, the stage manager tells the audience that the play is set in New Hampshire, but the exact coordinates of latitude and longitude he provides place the action in Massachusetts, about 1,000 feet off the coast of Rockport in the Atlantic Ocean. Wilder's dissatisfaction with the theater of his time prompted him to break with a number of long-standing conventions. The stage manager is completely aware of his relationship with the audience, leaving him free to break the fourth wall and address them directly. The play is to be performed with no set and minimal props. The characters mime the objects with which they interact. Their surroundings are created only with chairs, tables, staircases, and ladders. For example, the scene in which Emily helps George with his evening homework, conversing through upstairs windows, is performed with the two actors standing on separate ladders to represent their neighboring houses. Wilder once said, "Our claim, our hope, our despair are in the mind, not in things, not in scenery." After performances at the Wilbur Theater in Boston later in January, it debuted in New York at Henry Miller's Theater and later moved to the Marasco. Since then, it has been adapted numerous times. It was first performed on radio in 1939 with Orson Welles as the stage manager. A 1940 film version featured an original score by Aaron Copland, but the ending was changed, allowing Emily to live. A live musical version aired on television in 1955 with Frank Sinatra, Paul Newman, and Eva Marie Saint. 22 years later, it was back on TV yet again with Hal Holbrook. It has been transformed into an opera and a ballet, and with regional, school, and community productions added in, it may well be the most produced American play ever. It has garnered innumerable awards, including this recent tribute from Edward Albee. If I were asked to name the finest serious American play, I would immediately say Our Town, because it is a superbly written, breathtaking statement of what it is to be alive, in the wonder and the hopeless loss of the space between birth and the grave. More about the play and its author can be found in Thornton Wilder, A Life by Penelope Niven, published by Harper in 2012. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for January 22, 2015. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.